Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to pensions, performance counts. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Now, first to that news just breaking in the last short while, that former Cabinet Minister and Fianna Fáil TD Mary O'Rourke has died at the age of 87. She was a TD for almost three decades, serving in a variety of Cabinet roles, and was also Deputy Leader of Fianna Fáil and Leader of the Shannon. For a reflection on Mary O'Rourke's life, we're joined now by Harry McGee, political correspondent with the Irish Times. And Harry, thank you for joining us. A very well-known figure, a formidable political career, and a very sad day for her family, Harry.
Indeed, yeah. Her nephew, Brian, described her as a femme formidable, and I think it was a very good description of her. She was a dominant figure in the Irish political landscape throughout her career. That extended really for 40 years until her retirement from politics in 2011. As you said, Sarah, she was a minister on several occasions. She was Minister for Public Enterprise under Bertie Ahern between 1997 and 2002. She was Minister for Health for a short period in 1991 to 1992. And her first senior ministerial role was as Minister for Education in 1987 to 1991 under Charlie High. And in fact, she and her brother Brian were both in Cabinet at the time, the first brother and sister members of Cabinet in the history of the state. So her dad had been a TD, PJ. The family came from Roscommon, Athlone, the Roscommon part of Athlone, and he had been a TD. Brian subsequently became a TD, but after losing his seat in 1973, he moved to Dublin and was a TD for Dublin West. But Mary remained in County Westmeath and became elected to Westmeath County Council in the first instance, and then became a senator, and then was elected to the Dáil in the second election of 1982. In November 1982, she became a TD. And so she was a TD subsequently for over 30 years. She lost her seat briefly between 2002 and 2007. And a lot of commentators at the time put that down to her involvement in the marketing and championing of the privatisation of Telecom Air. And she encouraged people to buy shares. She was the person who was associated with that campaign. But unfortunately, the share prices plummeted after that. I think she shouldered much of the political blame for that, Sarah.
Yeah, before she went into politics, she had worked as a teacher. I know you're writing the Irish Times today about how she gave Latin grinds to Brian Lenehan, her nephew.
She did. And anyone who encountered her would know that she was an English teacher as well. So would know that she was very adept at finding the opposite word to describe a situation. I think the first time I ever heard the word plaintive, for example, it came out of the mouth of Mary O'Rourke when she was describing some situation that involved children many years ago. And she used her expertise and her experience as a school teacher to good effect in the Dáil. She was always a superb communicator, always very good at rounding her thoughts, very clear in terms of her thinking. Very loyal, of course, to Fianna Fáil, to Charlie Haughey. When Albert Reynolds became Taoiseach, even though he was another Midlands TD, she wasn't in with his particular group, and she was demoted by him in the subsequent government, but was reinstated by Bertie Ahern, and indeed was Deputy Leader of Fianna Fáil for a period of 8 years between 1994 and 2000. And two, and even in her post-political life, she maintained a high profile. She was a regular on many RTE shows and on shows and other broadcasters until relatively recent times.
Yeah, she was known, I think, as the mammy of the Dáil, but that, in case people would think of a soft and cuddly figure, she was steely as well, wasn't she?
She certainly was. There was a core of steel there, and she if she was displeased with somebody, she would let them know about it in no uncertain terms. But at the same time, she was very much seen as a Fianna Fáil loyalist, even though I think she lost faith a little bit in Brian Cowan towards the end of that very difficult government between 2007 and 2011, when the Celtic Tiger imploded and the banks collapsed and the building industry collapsed. And she sided very much with her nephew, Brian Lenihan, the late Brian Lenihan, who was Minister for Finance at the time, who felt that he seemed to be shouldering most of the responsibility rather than Brian Cowan. And that was the only time that she really fell out with a leader of Fianna Fáil, other than in 1990, when Brian Lenihan stood for the presidency, her brother, and Charlie Haughey fired him because of a controversial interview he gave in RTE in relation to communications with the Oras. And when Brian was fired by Charlie Haughey, she and the rest of the Lennon family naturally sided with their brother rather than Charles Haughey.
Of course, she would have been quite unusual, Harry, as a cabinet minister in 1987, as a female cabinet minister in 1987, and a very high profile, very pressing job. And I know she spoke about her husband, Enda, who predeceased her in 2001, and how supportive he was of her and her career.
Very much so. I mean, she got to where she was on the basis of her intellectual brightness in terms of her ability and in terms of her. She was very articulate as well. Now, she made enemies along the way. She didn't suffer fools gladly, and she was well able to cut somebody down if she felt that they were not being fair in terms of what they were saying. But she did have to perhaps strive a little bit harder to get where she was by dint of the fact that she was a woman. And there would have been relatively few women in the upper echelons of Irish politics at the time. I suppose the two outstanding women in Fianna Fáil at the time were herself and Maura Geoghegan Quinn, who kind of fell out of favour with Charlie Haughey. So she, she was relatively new to the role. She was certainly just at the end of her first term when she was elevated to a senior ministry as Minister for Education in 1987. And she performed that very competently indeed. Was a regular appearing on behalf of the government on current affairs and news programmes, and was subsequently made a senior minister by Charlie Haughey later on, and also by Bertie Ahern when he became Taoiseach in 1997. So she had a lot of ability. She was tough. She was uncompromising when she had to be, and she was, you know, she was able to defend her own corner when necessary. I do think that the telecom Éireann shares sale-off did damage her. I think she lost her seat really because of that. And I think that some people retained the memory of that for the rest of her career. So that would probably be the nadir in her career if one was trying to gauge, you know, the highs and lows of Mary O'Rourke's career.
Okay, well, Harry McGee, thank you very much for joining us for a reflection on Mary O'Rourke's life. A really lovely lady and a great sense of humour, actually, as well, for anyone who met her. Or yes, Shay Garefa Annam.